Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Saturday to all of you in the room. We've got a full house, which is wonderful. We got Steve Silva.
Hey, what's happening?
Donnie B.
Good morning.
And of course, the awesome, most wonderful guy in the room, Mr. Grouchy.
You already mentioned me.
Producer Zach.
You don't patronize me, and what a do.
He's sitting in a trash can as we speak.
And I am your host, Sean Roberts, and together we are your Weekly Dose podcast. And as always, we're streaming to you live here from Orange County every Saturday morning to bring you some happiness.
That's right.
Happiness.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. For those of you recently following us, thank you for joining our family.
Absolutely. You know, we got a few more listeners following us, and it's growing big. I love it. I'm loving it. We got an awesome show for you guys today. It's packed full of everything. Chopped nuts, the whole nine yards. And, of course, the theme song today is Freedom by George Michael, because you know what? 4th of July is coming up.
That's
what
right.
Better song than Freedom by George Michael?
That's right. Now, just you hesitated.
Just remember to get his music off of Amazon, because that's real important for us.
Yes.
But we got, from the movie guys, Mr. Paul Preston calling in here in a few moments. And we'll be talking about what the three of us did last night.
Ooh.
We did a threesome.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Actually, it was a foursome.
Well, it's on the internet, so, you know.
Yikes.
And then, of course, Zach will talk about some cool stuff that happened to him. We got social media facts and social media day. And, of course, the 4th of July is coming up, so we got some 4th of July jokes from some kids that I thought was kind of cool. And, of course, best ways to kick off your summer.
Now, speaking of social media, don't forget you can interact with the show and comment on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well.
Remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
Okay.
Oh, was that the wrong?
That was, yeah.
That was the next thing I was looking at because I'd already moved my. Yes.
Well, as always, we need to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Amazon. Thank you.
Well-oiled machine.
Because without them, we could not do this show for all of you. They've been with us since day one.
That's right, Donnie B.
Here we go.
There's no better place to go shopping than Amazon. They have everything. So get what you want by shopping at Amazon. Just remember to use our banner.
That's right. All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com. Click on our Amazon banner. bookmark it. That is the most important thing. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link. And by doing so, you help the show stay on the air, which you have done for the past 2.5 years, and we really appreciate that.
That's right. Now, one of the biggest things about shopping on Amazon is you avoid the crowd. Unless, of course, you're having a big party when you're shopping online, which can be done if you miss the big crowd. But, you know, for the summer, you're going to start doing drinking a lot more fluids.
Oh,
you know, the whole family.
Yeah.
So, what Amazon has is these huge family-size Bounty paper towels.
Because, you know, Bounty is the quicker picker-upper.
It sure is.
That's right.
For when you start spilling your drink.
So they have a 12-count pack, which is equal to 30 regular rolls of...
Yeah, and they can pick up an awful lot.
Yeah, that's right. So, need paper towels, which you will for this summer.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Well, we're about to spill the tea about last night, so...
Mm-hmm. And I already said the other part.
Get your bounty hat.
Well, if you're going to do all your shopping online, there's only one place to go, yourweeklydose.com. So use our Amazon banner to get the job done. Steve, do your tagline one more time.
Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
Oh, God, I love this song. Crank it up.
See, what happened was I had another product on my phone, and it disappeared somehow while I was shuffling papers. So I was trying to get another product up there.
But you know what the really best product out there is?
The best what?
Product out there really is.
What's the best product
out there? The movie guys.
The movie guys.
The movie guys. That's right.
I think we know somebody that's involved in the movie guys.
Paul Preston, that's right. Of the movie guys. Paul!
Hey, Paul.
Hello, gang.
How are you, buddy?
Hey-de-ho.
It's been a pleasure sitting here listening to the music of that famous British rock star as we celebrate our independence from England.
Exactly.
You like that connection, huh?
See, we're free to do that.
That's right. Can't tell us no.
We're thinking, man. We learn from the best, Mark Thompson and Brian Phelps.
That's right.
Well, that just stopped him in his tracks.
God, I hope you're not listening to
Good
that.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, so, buddy, how have you been?
Well, you know, just going to the movies, kind of my thing. So, yeah.
Cool. And real quick, I want to announce this. Every Wednesday night, you have something really cool about movie trivia. Can you plug that real quick? Because I want people to come out and see you.
Yeah, actually, we just switched it up. The next movie trivia in Burbank is going to be on a Sunday. We're moving it to July 14th. New venue. We're going to Black Cat Comics in Burbank, which is right on Magnolia Avenue. And, in the back room there at 6 o'clock, July 14th, movie trivia. So it's just show up, test your knowledge, win some prizes, have some fun.
And
I get a whole audio-visual sort of thing, so you have to know not just facts about movies, but credits and then clips and scenes and music and try and mix it all into a whole big juicy froth. It's fun.
Cool. And you said now the next one is going to be July 14th on a Sunday?
Correct. 6 p.m.
Cool. All right. I'm gonna try and make that one then.
I put it in my calendar already.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go together then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
this one, and we try and have a theme every time too. This one's going to be your Comic-Con primer because it's just the Sunday before Comic-Con. So it's going to be all movies that you would find at a Comic-Con. So another one of the most popular movies of the last 20 years, so you're not going to show up, and I won't be asking any questions about Babette's Feast or anything. It's going to be...
Mannion of the Spring.
Yes, in the Jodorowsky's, it'll be Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Pirates of the Caribbean, Star Wars, Star Trek, right on down.
So. Nice. Nice. Well, let's get down to business, buddy, because I know you got to get going on something. First movie, Spider-Man.
Yeah, we're right around the corner from another Marvel movie.
How do you think this one's going to go? Because I started to see more clips on this one where, you know, there's talk about or it alludes to him becoming the next Iron Man also.
Ooh.
What?
Well, you know what? That wouldn't be a bad idea because then they, you know, because they don't have to share rights with
right, exactly,
with Sony on that. So, which are currently borrowing Spider-Man from Sony to uh-huh. put him in the MCU, and then showing us the best Spider-Man we've ever had is the MCU Spider-Man, because MCU is just amazing. Do I talk about them every time?
No.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
The MCU.
No, last month we talked. The whole episode was Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You'd think I would just still somehow manage to shoehorn Marvel in there. Do you know Paul Bettany from Solo was Vision? Yeah. Nick Fury as Mace Windu. You know, I would find a way to work it in there. But yeah. this is going to be a great movie. It's essentially, even though we've had Endgame, the final film in Marvel Phase 3. So, mm-hmm. and I guess that current phase is Marvel takes over the world.
Well, technically, Kevin Feige from Marvel said that Far From Home will be the final movie to end Phase 3.
Yeah, so that's... And I believe in this one, Spider-Man, Peter Parker goes to Europe, becomes a real jerk after being bitten by a radioactive Frenchman. I think that's the plot. I'll have to go and check it out to make sure.
Oh, those French, you'll have to be careful.
And you have Endgame getting re-released as well with new footage, so it's a big Marvel weekend.
Wait, what? Endgame being re-released with new footage?
Yeah, climb out of the rock you're under.
Correctamundo.
So was it like 20 minutes longer now?
I don't care if it's an hour longer.
They added a post credit scene.
Good God, I'm gonna have to wear a pair of Depends now.
I know it's hard to sit through these movies.
Jeez.
Also, you know, people are maybe spotting a little bit of cynicism in this move because the Endgame is literally like within $100,000 at the box office of reaching Avatar's worldwide take and then becoming the number one movie of all time worldwide. Mm-hmm. So hey, put it back in theaters and we'll.
See what happens.
Make
some more money.
On Friday, yeah. So, but you can't deny it's an excellent movie. So
no, absolutely. Very, very true.
Excellent.
All right. Yeah, Toy Story 4? What's going on with that? How's that thing looking?
Well, big first weekend. And for me, the greatest storytellers of like the last 25 years have been the guys at Pixar. They're just amazing. I went to a screening of this where two of the producers spoke beforehand, and it was really good to hear them talk before I saw the movie because they kind of told us why they're telling the story. Because a lot of people see Toy Story 3 and they go, well, we've wrapped up these characters, right? We're done.
Or kind did
of, they? The story kind of dun, ran dun, their dun. Course. Well, that's what they said. They said, look, we wrapped up Andy's story, but from the beginning, the story of Toy Story is Woody's. And they said, Woody's got one more story to tell. And they were right. This is another great Pixar action-filled comedy, high emotion, unique, something you've never seen before, a story of theirs with the all-star team. You know, this is probably John Lasseter's, the last film that he's going to have his hands on
right.
since, you know, leaving the company. And you got Andrew Stanton, who's behind WALL-E and Finding Nemo, doing the script, co-writing it, and working on the story with... Lee Unkrich, who directed Toy Story 3, in there producing with Pete Docter, who made Up and Monsters, Inc. and Inside Out. It's, everybody is involved, and it's these guys are now, speaking of Marvel, juggling.
A way to sneak it in.
Yeah, all right. Juggling, they're, both these franchises know how to juggle 1,000 characters and give them all their moment. You know, I had to write it down because we've got Woody, Buzz, Slinky, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, Ham, Rex, Jesse, and Bullseye. And some of the Toy Story 3 holdovers are back, like Mr. Prickle Pants, Buttercup, Trixie, and Dolly.
Wow.
And Bo Peep has a big role in this.
That's what I heard about that, yeah.
And they bring in new characters, Forky, Ducky, Bunny, Gabby Gabby, Giggle McDimples, Combat Jeez. Carl, and Duke Kaboom. Canada's greatest stuntman,
Keanu Reeves.
He's now, yeah. Now, Paul just did that off the top of his head, I can guarantee
just
you.
Just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
With the passing of Don Rickles a couple of years ago, who is now doing Mr. Potato Head?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head are now characters who kind of have that fringe presence. But when they chime in, it's a good zinger or a one-liner or something. So they don't have as big a part in the plot as this. So truly, they just used archive lines of Rickles.
Oh, wow.
So they didn't replace him. They just, he doesn't say as much as.
So kind of like basically what they did with Paul Newman in Cars 3 then.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool.
So there's, yeah, you don't get that weird. But then again, we haven't had Jim Varney voicing Slinky for, you know, the last two movies either, and he's, and you haven't really noticed too much. So
yeah, oh God, I can't think of the actor's name, but he's the one who played the father in 51st Dates.
Oh. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's him, and he yeah. he and Varney were actually very good friends, and their voices are very somewhat similar. So
oh, Farmer Fran from what's it? The Waterboy, right?
No, 50.
It's one of those.
No, I know the
know.
Actor.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You name
yeah.
every one of his characters can't come up with the guy's name.
Yeah, but he's good.
He does
good.
Sound like Slinky. Yeah. Jim Varney.
But also the thing to look back on with Toy Story 4 is. This never was a trilogy. So if you're thinking, well, it wrapped up the trilogy nicely. Well, it never was a trilogy. Each Toy Story movie is a standalone adventure for the toys. And what
right.
weird toy thing could they get involved with next? Whether it's, hey, we realize that we're these collector's items and there's a collector after us. Or, hey, we've been donated to a daycare facility and we got to get back to our guy. You know, whatever
the adventure is yeah.
The latest is, you know, we're now with this girl, Bonnie, and she's going on a road trip, and how can we, you know, make sure we stay with her, you know, right. and there's a whole thing about antiques that comes into play, and you've probably seen this Forky character, the young girl, Bonnie, takes a spork, puts pipe cleaners and googly eyes on it, and names it Forky, and suddenly Forky's in the mix, and he's having this existential crisis where he's like, I'm a toy, like, almost like Buzz did, but even more intense.
I find it interesting that in this movie, the Disney movie and stuff, they have Sporky. And also, one of the big things at Star Wars Forky. In the restaurants in the new Star Wars area that people are stealing to sell on eBay are the sporks from a couple of the restaurants.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, stay
that's worth doing. Well done, guys. You'll never get a spork anywhere else.
Staying with Disney, The Lion King.
Yeah, I mean, I think I remember Zach and I kicking this back and forth when earlier in the year when we were talking about Dumbo. Or
right.
I, for one, am sort of drained on these live-action remakes. Or maybe it was even Aladdin we were talking about, because they're just cashing in on nostalgia over and over again. It's getting a little tiring. Nothing seems fresh or exciting about it to where I want to see the next one. Mm-hmm. You know, but I mean, does it look technically impressive? Yes. Can we even call it a live action remake? No, there'll be no live action in it. It's all computer, but it's, of course, realistic looking.
Right.
But, and I guess 25 years is 25 years. You can probably remake something when it's been 25 years. It just doesn't feel like it has been.
I can't remember, Paul, but did you say you saw this one or no?
No.
Not yet. Okay. But you saw Aladdin, though, right?
I did see a lot. Yeah, that came out, of course, Memorial Day okay. weekend.
How,
so.
Okay, and here's my thing with all of them turning into these live-action ones now is, yeah. I mean, are they really able to hold up?
I mean, it's not the one you'll be talking about 10 years from now. When you talk about Aladdin, you're going to talk about the animated Aladdin.
Got it.
Yeah, you know, same with Beauty and the Beast, same with, you know, all these movies. Mm-hmm. Even Jungle Book.
Well, this Lion King did do 150 mil on the opening weekend.
Really?
So,
oh, Aladdin, you mean?
No, no, the Lion King.
Lion King's not out yet. I thought. Wait.
Well, it's saying right here, Lion King.
It's predicted
150 million plus opening weekend. So
did it open overseas? I mean, that's possible.
Well, yeah, it's probably opened.
That's a couple weeks early. So, but.
I did read this morning that they said this Aladdin is Will Smith's highest grossing film for him.
Really?
Yeah, I saw an article.
Better than Independence Day?
Yeah.
Mm. Men in Black?
They're saying Aladdin.
Oh, speaking of
Collateral Beauty?
Speaking of Men in Black.
7 pounds?
Paul, speaking of Men in Black, what did you think of the new Men in Black International?
I didn't go. But okay. I wanted to, because those two have such great chemistry, but maybe the word on it was so bad. That's the thing about movie guys is I'm not beholden to any kind of
right
newspaper where I got to see everything. Okay.
I'll be honest. I liked it. I thought it was really good. It's its own story. It stands on its own. It has no connection to the original trilogy. And to me, this is just a brand new story that they can go off on and not necessarily do another trilogy, but just put other actors into MIB and tell another story. Because to me, the original trilogy was more or less the relationship between J and K. And this one truly stands on its own and everything. And I really enjoyed it. They did do a hint of the original trilogy, which was a painting in one of the scenes. But that's about it, though. But other than that, I thought it was really good. I liked it.
Yeah, they did wrap up the J and K story quite well by the time you got the three. I wasn't prepared for actually what an emotional ending that movie had. Uh-huh. Not to mention Josh Brolin just being hilarious doing his Tommy Lee Jones impersonation.
Which was really good.
Yeah. But and this is how franchises have been going, and I like the direction they're taking when they just expand the universe rather than remake it. Mm-hmm. So I was happy the direction that Men in Black International went, and I probably will see it because it's a movie, but I have not yet.
Okay. Angry Birds 2.
Who's excited?
Wow.
Was this big? I don't know. Was the first one big? I mean, if I said Red, Chuck, and Bob are back, do you even know what I'm talking about?
You know, did you see the first one, though?
I did not.
Okay. All right.
No, when it comes to animated, I'm like a Pixar and DreamWorks.
Okay, take your kids. I thought it was fun. You know, it's. I'm not going to go out and buy it on DVD. You know, but I thought to get away. You know, let's say if you got little ones or whatever, I thought fun movie to go see or whatever. And it had some good stuff in it though.
So. Well, like the birds and the pigs, I guess, are working together now, and they fight this ice island group of new birds. And I don't want to. Like
spoil it?
Any predictions as to how they do it, but chances are they slingshot themselves into their village.
Oh, please don't.
I think I'm right. And we have Nicki Minaj doing a voice, which is really not why.
Oh, she's in it? Okay, I ain't gonna go there. I can't stand that woman. I don't know why.
And by the way, Steve, yeah, it comes out July 19th, and it says that it is it's eyeing a massive $150 million opening when it hits theaters.
Yeah, that's the pace that they're selling pre-sale tickets, Fandango reports it.
For Angry Birds 2?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look at us in our technology.
No, Lion King. The Lion King Live is...
And the last two movies, Paul, because I know you got to get going, buddy. Rocket Man and Yesterday.
Well, Yesterday I'm going to reserve comment on because that's why I got to go.
Ah.
10:40 I'm going to go check it out because I couldn't wait for this movie to open. It's the bringing together of two great entities. First of all, Danny Boyle, one of the best, most energetic directors out there, made Slumdog Millionaire and Steve Jobs and Shallow Grave, Trainspotting. But he's kind of switched gears genre-wise, and he's doing sort of a frothy comedy. So... is that my second reference to froth in this phone call? But then it's written by Richard Curtis, who I think is one of the best, funniest British writers out there, who wrote the script for Bridget Jones' Diary, Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral, Love Actually, wrote and directed that. He's like one of the biggest out there. So they've imagined this world where there's no Beatles, except right. for one guy who, like... there's a genre now of guy or girl hits their head and the world's different and
right.
they learn something to, like whether it's what men want or all these different movies have that going on for years now, so it's like its own genre, but this one looks like it's got a high pedigree of talent involved. And he hits his head in a bike accident, wakes up, no one knows who the Beatles are, so when he starts playing Beatles music, people say, oh my god, what's that? He's like, it's Yesterday. Wow. So he pretends he wrote it, next thing you know, becomes the biggest music star in the world. And I just think there's tons of potential to have a lot of fun with that storyline, so cool. Looking forward to that.
Cool. And last one, Rocket Man.
I saw that.
Yeah, musical biopics nowadays are becoming a little too... I mean, you know what you're going to get. I saw the Jimi Hendrix movie, Jimmy All's by My Side. I saw Ray. I saw Walk the Line. I saw the Hank Williams doc. So now basically going to Rocket Man saying, oh, how will Elton John be an asshole? That's how these go. You find out this hero of yours, was a real jerk and got into drugs.
Yeah.
But that being said, Rocket Man is a little more interesting than your other ones because it's not straight biopic. It's a musical.
Yeah.
And they've taken the songs and chopped them up and put them at different times in his life when the lyrics would be important to what struggle he's dealing with. And he had tons of struggles, you know, beyond just drugs. But so it was interesting. And Taron Egerton's great if you like him from Kingsman or whatever else you've seen him in. he's fantastic. And the tough part is we just had an actor play a British rock star legend and win the Oscars. So Taron might be on the, you know, may not have as much of a shot when he did certainly just as much and even did his own singing, which Rami Malek didn't. So,
right. Right.
Yeah, that's an interesting sort of thing. He's like, ah, oh, the timing on that's just down. Damn it. Shame, you know, because he was really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's one thing I was really surprised about compared to Bohemian Rhapsody was that it was more like a musical. And I thought that was a nice take on it overall, you know.
Well, what do they say? Based on a real fantasy, I think is their tagline. So that's when they had the moment to go otherworldly or sing to camera or stage a big musical number. Or that famous shot where he's playing piano at the Troubadour and his legs are up in the air because he's jumping and playing. They sort of do a whole thing where he floats in the air and the crowd floats in the air, becomes a big dreamlike moment. And so they clearly just said, well, reality's out the door. We're going to tell the story probably with the flair and panache that Elton John would bring to it if he told it himself.
You know? Yeah. Well, Paul, I know you got to get going, brother. It's almost that time for you.
For a movie.
Yes, time for a movie. And report back to us on yesterday. I can't wait to hear what you think of it because I'm going to go see it to myself. So, once again, this is Paul Preston from The Movie Guys. Once again, was it July 14th?
Mm-hmm. 14th, 6 o'clock, movie trivia. Okay. Free.
Free. It's free. Oh, and your wife does something really nice, too. Mention that real quick, Paul.
What, say that again?
Your wife, Karen, does something really nice, too.
Well, the Karen Volpe Comedy Hour. It's a big weekend in this house because that'll be the Friday before, July 12th. And that is going to be at Acme Comedy in NoHo. That is an 8 o'clock show, and she kind of just hosts a night of comics. And there will be the debut of a comedy, because it's going to be a Christmas in July show.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Going to be the debut of a comedy caroling group I'm putting together. And really, I started with this and worked my way back. I started with the name, the Jingleberries. So I'm very excited.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
We're going. Move on then.
I love it.
Yeah. We're definitely there.
That's awesome.
Those guys, I mean, they are kind of walking spoofs of themselves, but we're going to take it a little further and spoof your basic Dickensian caroling group, so it should be fun.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Among other things, stand-ups, sketch, music, and all sorts of stuff at her show. And that's at Acme NoHo, 8 o'clock on the 12th.
Good deal.
Awesome.
Thanks for the plugs, guys.
Absolutely, brother. We're here to help you out, man. You help us, and we want to help you back.
Yeah, well, this show is awesome. And
you're awesome.
Yeah. And you're awesome.
No, you're awesome.
Dude, I hope the theater's closed. You're cutting it real close.
Jack's awesome. And
I
Steve
am.
Is also there. So this is fun.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you later, buddy. That's Paul Preston there from The Movie Guys.
What was that?
He hung up.
Yeah, he hung up. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, boy. Well, once again, guys, a bunch of movies out there to go see. Paul always recommends some good ones. He throws in his own opinion. And, of course, Marvel is on the top of his list. So definitely go see the Marvel movies. Mark and Brian, of course, we are very, very important. July 15th is coming up. And I was listening to Mark's podcast yesterday, and Laura was on talking about getting everything ready. So she's going to be giving out instructions pretty soon on this, on how we need to vote for Mark and Brian to get into the Radio Hall of Fame. I mean, they're already nominees, which is wonderful. So now it's just a matter of trying to get them in. It's one day of voting. So please put it on your calendars. July 15th. Very, very important. We get one shot at this to get them in. This year. So, and I wanted to play a really neat past moment of theirs too. Basically, this one that we're going to do is a pregnancy test that Linda did. Well, the guys did actually on the air with Mark's wife, Linda, and they've already had two kids at this point. Matthew was already born, and then their daughter Amy. And Mark and Linda were pretty much happy. They got one of each, you know, sex there. So they were not expecting a third. But they were trying to be careful using condoms and this and that. They went to a bar one night and to go shoot some darts with some friends of theirs, as Mark tells the story. And then some tequila got involved.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know. And
there.
Famous last words.
Yeah. And so they get home and they're both feeling a little bit randy. And Mark says, yeah, they kind of knocked out in the bathroom. They were both on their knees. And
oh, wow.
You know, so so what we're going to replay right now for you is the replay of the pregnancy test when Mark and Brian found out Linda was pregnant, because they had to bring her urine into the studio and pour it over the stick, basically. So
what
to
figure,
yeah, it was really interesting.
Poor Linda.
Yeah, and
like checking the oil.
Yeah, everybody looking at her pee.
And then also, right afterwards, we're going to hear the guys talk about that moment. And Katie, which at this time, she just turned, I think, 25 recently. And at this time, she's 19 years old and listening to this, I think, for the very first time. So let's go ahead and play this past moment.
The small window doesn't say. The small window just says that the test is over. The big window is right. If there's a blue line in the big window, we're pregnant.
Now, in the small window, we need a line, too. If there's no line in the small window, that means the test is invalid and we'll have to retest.
Okay. Again, jeez. All right, hang on.
All right, now I've taken the test away from Mark, Linda. I'm holding it, and so he can't see the results.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Little saxophone from Garrett. I think it'd be nice.
No, let's wait until we find out.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
Don't do it.
God, we're smoking.
I'm still waiting here. Still waiting. Still waiting. Still waiting.
How long's it been?
About a minute and a half.
All right. I can wait. Okay. What?
Linda?
What?
Mark?
Yes.
Congratulations, you're going to have another baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, we are.
Yes.
We are.
Yes.
Pregnant. We're pregnant.
Number three.
Oh, God, we are.
Twice.
Unbelievable.
Oh, God.
Lovely.
Blue lines. Hey, Linda, there's no mistake about it.
Are you sure you did it right?
Yeah, there's no mistake about
it's right
it.
There.
It's a blue.
Yeah, it's a big blue line right in the big window.
And there's a blue line in the small window saying the test was valid.
Oh. You'll bring it home so I can see it.
You can see it. You can take your own test. You've got the other one, that's crappy old first response.
I'm not taking that one.
Yeah, it didn't work for us.
Nicole, did you see the blue lines?
The blue line.
Yeah, it is.
Congratulations,
it is.
Guys.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes. Yes. Good job. Good work, you guys. Good job.
Congratulations, baby.
Thank you. You too, honey.
We're going to do a third one.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
Yes! I'll like it for you, baby.
Inside you. Let's have Garrett up here with us, too. Let's have some of that.
Hit it, Garrett. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel? Take it, Garrett.
What?
Take it, baby.
Never mind.
Again?
Yeah. No, we love it so much, Garrett.
Wait for Garrett to get over here. He's almost done.
You'll always remember, Garrett.
Yes, I will. I'll remember. Boy, it's good that the Andy theme could be with me today. Hey, baby.
Oh, Mark, I wish I could be there with you.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. I'm out of here.
Take it.
I'm out of here.
Take it.
I'm done. I'm going home. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm coming home.
I love you.
I love you, too. I'll be there in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Good job, Linda.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
All right. I'm coming home, too. Give a big hug. I'm going to come over and kiss you.
Okay.
All right, see you in a minute.
Hell, if you guys are going home, I'm going home, too.
Now we got to go over. We got to over and hold that lady. But, you know, it's your wife, and also you can get the first hug.
Thank you very much.
Unless you mind if I hug. Oh, never mind.
You know, let me say this, too. Brian and I got together 7 years ago, and at that point, we had no children, and Brian has been with me for each and every child, and now we're going to have three. He was in surgery with me because Linda's first, Matthew, was an emergency C-section, and he was right there in the surgery process. And frankly, when it went into the emergency mode, and I was just as nervous and frightened as anybody could be, Brian was the only person there that I could hug and be with. And having a child, as many of you fathers and mothers know, is an extremely nervous time, but the most wonderful time in the world. And so it means a great deal to know there is no other human being on the face of the earth that I can share the love and the joy of my three kids with more than Brian, because he has been with me on each one of them, and I appreciate it. I love you to death. Thank you very much.
Good job. Good work. Yes.
So that was 20 years old, and on one of our charity CDs. And Linda, I don't know how long it's been since you heard that.
It's been a long time. Oh, that was just so sweet. But I do have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is Garrett?
I didn't remember that part of it either until I heard. I hadn't heard that in a long time. But I thought my favorite line from Garrett was, we had announced you're pregnant. We're screaming. We're happy. We're happy. We're happy. We said, all right, Garrett, give us another one, meaning play Andy Griffith theme again. And he was listening to this joyous moment, and he actually goes, right now?
Yeah. Well, in the piece that you heard just now, what was two blue lines is now a 19-year-old daughter living in North Hollywood. We bring in Katie to the conversation, who I don't think had ever heard that. Good morning, Katie.
Here I am, everybody.
Now, had you heard that before?
I think I have heard it before, but, you know, Dad, you see, the thing is, it's a little bit ruined now.
Why is that?
Because you told the story of how I was conceived.
And you've
now I have to live with that.
You've always wondered why your middle name is Patron.
You know, these are things that need to be left to me never, ever knowing.
Katie, I'll just be honest with you. There was a lot of tequila involved, and it was on our knees, in the bathroom.
I am not available for this conversation.
We were barking. Oh, no. Your mother was talking filthy.
No.
It was
great.
No,
this
great.
Is getting to a new level.
Well, Katie, tell everybody what you're doing with your life. What's going on?
I'm going to Paul Mitchell the School in Sherman Oaks, and the goal is makeup, and I'm very excited. And this phone conversation is probably going to make me a little bit late for school.
Oh, well, we need to let you get in.
No, it's fine.
And Katie, listen, even though you weren't per se planned, at least by me, you, as your mom said on many occasions, you became the voice of our house. Couldn't have imagined life without you. Welcome to the world.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anything from you, Linda?
Oh, no. I was just sitting here thinking about that. You know, it seems like it was just so far away, but then again, it seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, it does.
And those sweet words you spoke to Brian, I was like, oh, I haven't heard this. This is so sweet.
Yeah, well, he has. He was there for the birth of all three of you.
I didn't know that.
Yep, he was there for all three. Yep. All right, girls, we'll go and enjoy your day.
All righty. Love you both.
Thank you.
See you guys.
See
you. All right, bye.
Just another reason. Just another reason why these guys need to be voted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
that's the human side that the show brought every day. And when certain things like that happened, you know, I mean, who thinks of bringing their pregnancy test to find out if their wife is pregnant and do it on the air?
I do.
Yeah.
You know, no one's, I think, has ever done that. I think later on, too, Mark did his vasectomy on the air.
Oh my word.
Yeah, I mean, you know. But again, that's the human element that this show brought, you know, and why these guys are so deserving to be into the Radio Hall of Fame. So I wanted to show that side of it today. So, all right, well, let's catch up with everybody. I know what you did last night. And I know what you did last night.
There we go.
And I know what you did last night.
Uh-huh.
And I know what you did last night.
Don't point my way.
But we don't know what Zach did last
night. Innocent bystander.
Oh, yeah, you do. You're just building suspense.
Zach.
It's called Theater of the Mind, Zach.
Yeah, we got plenty of that.
That'll be so anticlimactic when he says
it. Well, the three of us, Donnie B, Steve, and I, we had a ball
of so much fun last night.
Yeah.
We all went down to our friend Jeff Swampy Marsh, to his production company, which is called Surfer Jack Productions, which is down in Venice. And he does something on the last Friday of every month, and it's just simply called Last Friday. Mm-hmm. And it's a get-together. It could be anything. He's had me perform my music there. He's had other musicians come in and perform. He's had comedians. We've done things where it's just a night of getting together, and there's these oversized games like Jenga and Connect Four and beer pong, whatever, you know, and we just have fun with those. But last night was something a little bit unique.
Yeah, it was our first time all together outside of the show. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It was kind of...
It was fun.
It was cool.
It was fun. Well, what happened was that one of his employees, Nick, that works there for Surfer Jack Productions, has a car. And the car is kind of a clunker, basically. And
it's an old Mazda Protege.
Yeah. And it needed a new paint job, definitely on top of the roof.
Yeah.
You know? So Nick allowed basically everybody who comes down to last Friday to paint his car for him.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, that was
and
fun.
It was so... I couldn't even believe what I was seeing.
I know, you were shocked when
I went on Facebook and said, I got to show the world because I'll never see this again.
Because you came in like about an hour after we already started.
Yeah.
So we have pictures up on our Facebook page right now of some of the pictures that we took there. And we're going to post a couple more, too. But the three of us got involved. We all painted something on there.
Uh-huh.
Steve, what
did you Me and Steve did inspirational quotes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we did inspirational quotes.
Yeah, Steve put something about the fact of the all the artists who did this.
Yeah, on the back bumper it says, artists needed because the ones that did this were way too high.
And then what did you put on?
Over near the gas tank, I put, you suck. I got nothing.
Yeah. You got nothing. Yeah.
The real estate was almost gone by the time I got there.
You were running a little late, but at least you got there, though.
There was some great pieces, though, honestly.
There were. Swampy drew Phineas on one door, and then Ferb.
It actually looked like Phineas. I was like, wow, look at this.
Well, because he draws them. So he should know.
He's good.
Yeah. And then he drew Ferb on the other side.
Yeah.
And then, of course, his new cartoon, which is what Surfer Jack Productions produces, is Pete the Cat. So he drew a Pete the Cat on there. But I mean, and then some kids came in and just doodled.
We almost lost Pete the Cat to them.
Yes, we did. I was getting a little pissed. I'm like,
the
cat.
I just went down to it, but then stopped. It was
whatever that octopus thingy was she was drawing. But somebody drew, was it Johnny Bravo?
Yeah.
On it.
Johnny Bravo.
And then the kids put a bunch of stripes in his hair.
Yeah. I put our logo, or not our logo, but on the front fender part, basically, I put, you know, our website, yourweeklydose.com.
That was good, actually. So I bumped off of that all night. I was like, hey.
That's us.
Did you notice
that's
that?
Us.
I know everybody
that's
at the party now. We have 25 new listeners today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty excited.
That's
hello,
cool.
Everybody.
And then my wife Karen painted one of the front bumpers yellow. And so this one person put in like for sale, so it looked like a for sale tag.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the very, very front, though, someone put too close, but it's spelled backwards. So if somebody looks in the rearview mirror, Swampy drew a bullseye on the roof of the car.
Oh, yeah. You know, aim here.
It says aim here on it. And then there was some other people. There was one artist there that she drew this really, really cool picture.
Yeah, it's kind of an impressionist style.
Yeah, but but she drew another roof. One of a person.
Well, yeah, like, she did. Yeah.
Yeah, that one looked really cool. Somebody drew like a Spider-Man.
Red Rom.
Oh, Red Rum, that's right.
That's my favorite.
Right.
I love that, too. I love that.
So, yeah. But we had a good time, though, it's all done with tempera paint.
Yeah, and they put flames on the car, too.
Yeah, we put flames. My son, Roman, Swampy Drew, had the pinstriping and everything, so we filled it in and colored in the lines and everything and so forth. And
it was really precise. They had everything was taped off and...
Yeah, we taped off the windows.
Did you guys get to see it drive off? I left pretty early.
No, we didn't. We left about maybe a half hour. You knew. We left about 9:30 ourselves. Yeah. But no, it was just a good
time. It was
time.
Fun.
It was funny.
It was fun to watch and see everybody. And hey, there was some people from the UK there.
Yeah, that's right. You got to meet some people there. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
And then we had some good pizza. There's
my gosh. We watched Steve do something really weird with his pizza. Remember how he was eating it?
What was that
about,
dude?
What's going on,
Steve?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to turn around for this.
I always get this question.
What?
Okay.
What the hell?
If you know me well, you know I have really severe allergies, and my skin and everything is very sensitive to like things like that. And inside of my mouth, certain parts of it on the roof of my mouth are very sensitive to like hot, spicy pizza sauce.
Okay.
So I eat my pizza upside down. So I'm not biting.
Oh,
I'm not biting into the sauce that makes the upper part of my mouth react
this out
to
of the
it.
Corner of our
oh God,
eye
I'm sad.
Made
I
us
missed.
Stop.
Okay. So okay,
I'm sad I missed this.
So we have to. Okay, we got to try and describe this. So if you have your hand out. You know,
with the plate.
And
with
I like
the plate
in your crust
pizza.
First.
And you're holding the... Yeah, but that did not happen, though. But you have your hand up, palm up. You're holding the plate. And this is a paper plate. Now imagine that the pizza is on top of that plate. The
It was kind of folded like a... Squinched like a taco a little bit.
A little bit. But what Steve did is then he flipped his hand towards himself.
Yes.
So that the pointy part of the pizza would go in his mouth and upside down.
Yeah. It slithered around a little bit.
And I'm going,
I was a little high and drunk at the time.
You were working for it.
But yeah.
Oh, that apple cider thing was good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
These guys.
Yeah, and Donnie B caught it, and I looked at it. I'm like going, what the hell is he doing?
This is a mess.
That's how I eat my pizza.
And me and Sean, start walking away from him.
Like, okay. Yeah, exactly. Who brought him? We don't know.
Yeah, now we know.
Oh, my
God. Hey, spoiler alert, I also cut up my spaghetti with a knife before I eat it.
Oh, I'm a cutter, too.
I've seen people do that.
Yeah, so.
I've had people yell at me.
And
what are you doing?
I'm Italian.
Well, they're Italian, so.
I'm Italian, and I'm like, hey.
Hey.
I'm trying to eat today.
Do you eat it with a spoon, though?
No.
Oh, see,
I cut it.
No, I eat it with a spoon.
I cut up. But see, I've noticed when you stick your fork in and twist it and you pull all that, all you get is the pasta and not the sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not eating it right
there.
You're
getting chipped.
No, there's less sauce on it when you wrap it up around a fork.
Not the way I do it. See, that's why you get the spoon.
That's impossible.
No, that's why you use a spoon and a fork.
A spoon just keeps it on the end of the fork.
No, because you get the sauce together.
Spaghetti.
Anyway, but yeah, so Steve likes to eat his pizza upside down, and it is a sight to watch.
It was funny. It happened so fast,
it did.
It was like no time to pull off
Later on, we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese and watch him do it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Count me in.
Anytime there's pizza, that's how I eat it.
But we had an absolute blast, and just want to thank Swampy again for reminding us, of course.
Yeah,
and
very cool.
We just had a great time, and that's what last Friday's are all about.
Count me in.
I think I overheard him saying that the next one they're going to do, they're going to do a table read.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if it's going to be a Phineas and Ferb episode or if it's going to be a Milo Murphy's Law episode or anything like that. But Dan Povenmire, the other co-creator of Phineas and Ferb, is going to be there too.
Okay.
So they're going to do a table read. So we got to go to that one.
Okay.
For the table read.
Yeah,
that'd
sure.
be fun.
That'd be a blast. So.
In fact, I was so excited about last night that I wore my special Perry the Platypus Agent
P. Oh my God.
P.
Oh my
boxer
god.
Boxer shorts.
Oh, I didn't see
we're
that.
We're about to leave, okay? I'm posting some pictures up and mm-hmm, everything so mm-hmm. people can see what we did that night. Uh-huh. And Swampy and I are over by that little silver trailer that he has towards the front.
Yeah.
Okay? And we're kind of briefly talking about some stuff or whatever. And actually, him and I were talking about going up to Lake Arrowhead because he has a place up there. And we're talking about that. And then Steve comes over and starts talking about Perry the Platypus and the merchandising of Phineas and Ferb stuff, whatever.
Because we had discussed it in our interview on the show.
Right. Yeah. This mofo says, well, you know that one where it's Perry the Platypus underwear? And Swampy knew exactly what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, he goes, you want to see it?
Oh, you dropped
I had him.
Him
on.
Oh my!
I just showed him the waistband.
Oh, you nodded.
I showed him the waistband that said Agent P.
But he was ready. He was unbuilding the buckle. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah. Swampy was laughing so hard.
15 beers later.
You know, and what it is that the way, unfortunately, the way Perry looks, it's right where the hole, the bill.
It's like his whole face is like right there on the front.
On the
front. And
Steve's all donk a shame.
No. Oh, I've had them since when the show first started.
Yeah, but I just love the fact that Steve was ready to drop trowel. Yeah.
Singing right, donk a shame.
To show Swamping. Dude.
Dude.
Faithful watcher.
You that's know? Right. One of my favorite shows.
Oh, love your support.
Yeah.
Well, I've also told him I have a thing for Candace, and they think I'm really kind of crazy because
Candace plays the sister on Phineas and Ferb. So she's no Judy Jetson or anything like that, but you know, it's but yeah.
She's got just Candace. Something.
It's that long neck
something.
Is what it is,
yeah,
I think.
Something. Like to put a smile on that cartoon face.
Yeah. Now we turn everything over to Zach. Zach, how was your wonderful Friday night, buddy?
I don't know if I can top all that, to tell you the truth.
I know. You bailed on us.
I didn't bail on anything.
It was our company picnic.
Well.
We told you about it, though.
I wasn't really in the mood to do anything happy because I'm a grouch. I've had kind of a crappy week, and I just... And it's funny, because I'm looking at the pictures, and like all these lovely colors, and you know everyone's smiling happy. I would have been that asshole in the corner that's just like, fuck my wife.
Well, stand next to Steve while he's eating pizza.
Change
your outlook.
Here's the reason why. Is because, you know, it's mostly school that's been kind of put me in a crappy mood. This is the first time I've been back in college in almost 10 years. So I'm so outdated with like writing essays, taking tests, which I was never good at to begin with. So I'm kind of and also reading the textbook, which I'm not good at, and that's probably why it's taking me so long. So it's just kind of I got mediocre grades on like my essays that I've written and the two tests that I've taken, like B's and C's, and I'm usually just wanting to do better, and it just put me in a sour mood. So what I decided to do to make me in a better mood is build a bookshelf from Big Lots that I got for $30 because my grandfather wanted me to make it for him or put it together for him so he could put his DVDs in there. And it was just an absolute nightmare. I didn't realize. Well, actually, I did realize. You know when you get like you get bookshelves, anything that needs to be put together. Sometimes the manufacturers forget to bring in not knives, the right nails, or they short you one. That was my scenario. So I had to sacrifice certain nails to put things together, and it was just a mess.
Sacrificed a nail last night. Trying to get one of those little paint caps open.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
She
man down.
Not the same thing.
Man down.
Oh, God. So basically, your week went from bad to worse trying to build this whole thing then.
Yeah, but I will say this. It wasn't as bad as when I got my car towed the week prior.
Yeah.
That was a...
Has that
he's
got straightened out?
Huh?
Has that gotten straightened out
he's
yet?
He's bitter.
No.
Straightened out? No, not really. I'll save that for next week. On a bright note, I did audition for a few more things. I got two more small ones.
Good, brother.
Actually, Sean, I saved this for because I want your opinion being the Batman person that you are.
Okay. Uh-oh. You don't be critical.
I know. That's okay. That's what I'm waiting for.
All right.
One, there's a... they wanted a Joker audition.
Okay.
For something called Batman Arkham Return. I'm not sure. Again, probably a YouTube fan. But they wanted Mark Hamill kind of Joker.
Right.
And I'm like, I'll give this a swing. So let me play this for you.
Okay.
This is how it happened. This is how the Joker died.
And then there's this one. Oops. Where'd Steve go?
He's indisposed.
Oh, he's in the bathroom.
He's looking at his platypus.
Only you can make this world seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do and fill my heart with love for only you.
You know, it's not bad. It doesn't remind me of the Mark Hamill version, though. But it does remind me of the one, and I don't know who what actor did it, though. But the one that came out when he, the Joker in the Red Hood, for that animated series.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
let me give you one. Let me give you one more here. Why is it?
Okay. Quick, the cure! Oh, what are you waiting for? Come on! I killed your girlfriend, poisoned Gotham, and hell, it's not even breakfast. But so what? We all know you'll save me.
That's good, dude.
Ooh. I was trying to get that one to go first.
That one, that one was good. Very That's dramatic. Good. I like that one, yeah.
Yeah, that was a whirlwind.
But yeah, it I think it has a hint of the Mark Hamill version, but it again, to me, I don't remember the actor, but the one who did the Joker in the Red Hood, that's what it sounds more like, which is not that bad because, I mean, all of those, the people who did that one are newer voices, mm-hmm. and it's more of in a series line, so mm-hmm. they're keeping all the same actors.
Let's see. Let me pull it up for
you. Who did it?
John DiMaggio.
There you go.
That's who is Bender in Futurama.
Yeah. So
I'll bet
that's so. Yeah. If you listen to his Joker, I think yours sounds kind of like a combination, a little bit combination between his and Mark Hamill. So I did like the last clip though. That sounded really good though.
Yeah, you got to do that. Sort of thing in there, yeah. Which actually kind of sounds like the Riddler now that I think about
it. Yeah, it's pretty close. You gotta be careful with it.
That's like the Riddler and Michael Jackson.
Well, now we've got, I got a list here of interesting things because I know Zach loves to know what day it is today.
I don't.
You know, which is social media day. So
media.
It's, you know, I was going through these and I'm going to go through these, you know, rather quickly. But it's really, really interesting. Social media usage stats. It says here, we like to share the love. The average internet user has 7.6 social media accounts.
What?
Between 7.6 social media accounts. The
There's
average
that many?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, like, if you have a Facebook account, an Instagram account,
Snapchat,
you know, Snapchat, you know, all those. Average of 7.6.
Uh-huh.
Between quarter one and quarter three of 2017, a number of social media users skyrocketed by 121 million.
Ooh.
This was something I found interesting because I didn't know how many people of, like, Steve's age, you know, were involved.
Mature, what do you mean my age?
Mature users, ages 55 to 64, Steve's just about outside, are more than twice as likely to interact with branded content than their younger social media consumer counterparts.
Huh?
Yeah. Followers are not only the ones talking. 96% of social media users that talk about a brand online don't even follow the brand.
Is that right?
Yep. Mm. 49% of social media users share product information with the hopes of improving their lives of others.
Yeah.
We spend a lifetime average of 5 years and 3 months on social media.
Oh, yep. I believe it.
That's sad.
I'm on it all day, every day.
Well, certain things that you do on the outside, yeah, mm-hmm. I think you have to.
The outside.
Facebook stats. Facebook will lose 2 million users under the age of 25 this year.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that last night at the party, yeah. and the girls are saying, oh, no, we're on Instagram, not on Facebook. And I felt so old. I was like, oh, my God.
But guess what? Facebook owns Instagram, so win-win.
Yeah.
Suckers.
Well, do you think the United States has the highest number of Facebook users? Nope. Think again. India beats us out by 30 million lovers of Facebook.
Wow.
Indonesia and Brazil are in tight competition for the distant third place. 8 billion.
That's amazing.
8 billion with a B videos are viewed daily on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. That's just me from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Oh, so you're responsible for those 8 billion.
Yes, that's me.
Wow.
Checking in.
Let's see. Well, we need to act like mature adults because 5 million Facebook accounts belong to rule breakers, which are under the age of 10.
Naughty, naughty.
Oh, yeah. Now, humor definitely wins on Facebook because men and women are equally likely to share funny videos or articles and news content on Facebook.
Yeah. So look at what my wife did.
Yeah. Well, look at what we share, all the stupid stuff on our account. So now on Instagram, who has the highest numbers of followers on Instagram? Talk about self-love. Instagram itself is the winner with over 233 followers.
Wow.
80% of Instagram users' followers have at least one business profile, and 200 million of those are consistently checking in to see what their favorite brands are up to.
Hmm.
Sorry, Snapchat. Instagram stories are 2 times more popular than yours.
Good to know.
YouTube stats. More videos are uploaded to YouTube every month than 3 major broadcasting networks created over the course of 6 decades.
Wow.
Good Lord.
That's nuts.
I love YouTube, too.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm always on YouTube. I love it.
Okay, well, I didn't realize this, but then I started to think about it, and I go, you know what? You're right. YouTube is the second largest search engine, taking second to Google with 3 billion searches a month. Twitter, there's a lot of empty space on Twitter, although there are 1.3 billion Twitter accounts. Only about a quarter of them, which is 336 million, are active every month. So it seems like Twitter's kind of slowly going out. 3 years, 2 months, and 1 day. This is how long it took to go from the first tweet to the billionth tweet. We're now tweeting 200 billion times per year.
Yeah.
80% of Twitter users access the network from their smartphone. Mm-hmm. 16% of all digital ads. So there you go. Yeah,
not a big tweeter.
Yeah. Social media is constantly changing and remains critically important to your digital marketing strategy for everything these days. So all those platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So happy social media day. Go out and tweet and twat.
Yeah,
and
this I'm about
and
that. To check in.
Be social.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's be social.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
Good deal.
So.
Whoa.
Okay.
Well, you know, we've got
4th of July's coming up.
I'm excited.
That's right. That means the kids are going to be making jokes.
Oh, yeah.
And making noise outside.
Yeah.
Get off my
yard.
Be
out there playing football.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, so we got some jokes here for the 4th of July that were given by kids. And so, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start it off. What would you get if you crossed George Washington with cattle feed?
With cattle feed?
Mm-hmm.
What?
The fodder of our country.
Whoa. Okay, what was the craziest battle of the Revolutionary War?
I don't know. What, Steve?
The Battle of Bonkers Hill.
Well, why are there no knock-knock jokes about America?
Why?
Because freedom rings.
Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Well, Philadelphia.
At the bottom.
On the bottom.
Hey, yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
That's because they have grandkids, I guess. What did one... Oh, no. What's red, white, blue, and green?
Well, I don't know what.
A patriotic turtle.
What?
Hey, these are kids' jokes.
Yeah, kids' jokes.
You think?
4th of July kids' jokes. Hey, where did George Washington buy his hatchet?
Where, Sean?
At the chopping mall.
The chopping mall. Oh, orderly.
Did you hear the one about the Liberty Bell?
That's what I want.
I'm sorry, say that again, because we didn't hear you.
Did you hear the one about the Liberty Bell?
No.
Yeah, it cracked me up.
All right, what did one flag say to the other flag?
I don't know what.
Nothing, it just waved.
A little premature on that one, how's that?
Yeah, sorry.
Want to do it again?
Sure.
There you go, thanks.
There you go.
What do you get if you cross a patriot with a small curly-haired dog? A Yankee poodle.
I'm a Yankee poodle, Dan.
What kind of tea did the American colonists thirst for?
What kind of what?
Liberty. What kind of tea did the American colonists thirst
for? Liberty.
Liberty.
As in Earl Grey. All right. Why did Paul Revere ride his horse from Boston to Lexington?
Because all the Ubers were taken?
That's one answer.
Oh, okay.
Because the horse was just too damn heavy.
What did one firecracker say to the other firecracker? My pop's bigger than your pop.
I love pop. What did King George think of the American colonists? He thought they were revolting.
And he would have been right. Okay, what dance was very popular in 1776?
The cha-cha.
The merengue?
Independence. Put on the pins and dance around it,
that's
I guess.
You.
Well, there you go.
That's so, right.
So may your 4th of July fireworks cause less personal injury than your 4th of July alcohol consumption.
Oh,
so,
my word.
So have fun out there. Be careful, though, because we've seen too many fingers get blown off by morons.
I saw that about 15 years ago in Pittsburgh.
Oh, scary.
It was scary.
Alrighty. Well, you got something kind of cool over there about summer.
Yeah, we're going to kick off summer. Here's some fun ways to do that. First of all, you need a summer party invite. You're going to start the summer off with a bang. So throw a popsicle or ice cream party or something.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Other kind of social gathering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring popsicles to the 4th of July.
Woohoo!
Party. Yeah. You can do a summer movie night. I'm so loving the vintage movie night in bright summer colors. What a fun and inexpensive way to gather friends and family and indulge in one of our favorite pastimes.
We've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, you put your very own little drive-in. And
Yeah. We've got a projector or whatever, and we connect the portable DVD player to it. And then we're able to shoot it on the back of the garage. And, yeah, we all sit out there and everything. So, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Let's do that.
All right. Another cool thing you could do is...
I like the fact that she goes, let's do it again. That she's, that's as if she's done it before.
Let's do it again.
With us.
Let's
you know,
we're like... Yeah.
I love that.
We're going to shake it up now. Another good thing to do in the summer is a summer photo booth. And you can find all kinds of props you can download online, print them out.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so that everybody can have like a, you know, social media. You got to have your little photo booth going. So
that was like what they had at Phoebe's wedding.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Had a bunch of things.
That's what I want.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Phoebe.
Another cool thing is you could do a summer bucket list.
That would be
plan
interesting
it out.
To do.
Yeah, make your
What's
own
that summer bucket.
So that, you know, everybody
summer pails.
Yeah,
like fun stuff to do in
wow.
the summer.
That's what you're going
That's
for.
That's what I have a pail.
That's what you're going for.
Yeah, most people have a bucket list. Yeah, I have a pail list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that means that's because everybody has a life bucket list. You know, like I want to do this. I want to travel here or whatever. But a summer one. It's confined. You got to get it done by the end of summer. We should do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, because before you know it, summer's gone, and everyone's like, oh, we didn't do nothing.
Yeah. Exactly. So, oh, God, I hate when
dang it.
We should try to do that. Like, each of us, like, do pick three different things.
Okay.
Or whatever, you know, and see if we get to do it by the end of summer.
Okay.
You know, like let's say, like, put together a shelf. Uh-huh. Or something.
You know what I want to do? I want to go to the beach and do a bonfire.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always by myself, and
really?
So I feel kind of weird just rolling up and start a crackling fire and just
Hi guys.
Sitting there by myself.
We'll have to get some wood to take.
So that's my that's
Zach,
on my
don't you
list.
Have some wood?
What's on your bucket list?
Like on a shelf or something like that?
Yeah, let's burn that shelf.
Yeah,
good
put me
nothing.
In the put me in the fire while you're at it. Still the same thing every year. Try to lose weight and look like a Ken doll body one day, which will probably never happen.
That's his personal goal. We're talking about
summer
things to
That's
do.
A personal summer goal. To lose weight.
Summer. Places to see.
Oh, okay, places
we'll,
to see.
We'll
okay.
go to Planet Fitness with him.
Okay. Planet Fitness.
Okay. Put it on the
All right.
List.
All right. I won't be picky.
Well, we have one more way you can kick it off, and it's make your own lemonade stand.
I've never done that.
We should do it.
Really? Did you ever do that when you were kids?
Oh, yeah.
I'll make the lemonade.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
back in 1902.
I sold lemonade. People loved it.
He's like, it's the first lemon ever made.
I've never done that accent.
It's really hot. And people tend to go, ooh, that would be.
We are going to have so much fun this summer. If you're listening, you guys need to join us on this bucket list.
That's what we should do, because we can put it out here on the corner.
Yeah.
And everything.
Come
and,
see us.
And see us, whatever.
We'll raise some money.
I wonder if we could broadcast from out there, though.
We got to do it so we can promote the Hall of Fame stuff.
Well, that's, yeah.
We'll get people to honk and buy lemonade.
We got to figure something to do.
Something cool.
Yeah, so we're actually, we could broadcast out in the corner, put us out on the table and with a lemonade stand, get some kids to sell some lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be.
All right.
We'll do it.
All right. Good deal. Well, we're kicking off the summer here.
That's nice.
We'll make lemonade.
Very good. There you go. Very good.
All right. Well, you know, last week we talked about this bracelet that shocks you, you know. Yeah. And you brought it up, Donnie.
I did.
You know, and it shocks you for spending too much money eating junk food and drinking too much, I think is what it was.
Swearing like a sailor.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm enjoying what you were saying.
He's
so much, I didn't realize I need to talk right now.
Yeah.
Now, it was from this new company that thought it could help people with their vices. So we thought, what the hell? Why don't we try the bracelet out and see if it really works?
Ooh. Yeah. So what we decided to do was have producer Zach reach out to the bracelet company, and they sent two bracelets to us. Zach has already charged them up and everything, and all we have to do is put them on, I guess, basically. So, all right. Yeah. So,
well, I got to unplug it. Hold on.
I'm already electrifying, so I'm not putting one on.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Right,
is this it? Okay.
Why do I have to take the purple one?
You know.
Okay. 2019, Steve. Okay. Come on. Yeah. A little tolerance here. Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
He's a Prince fan.
I like
wait
blue.
A minute, that little hook isn't.
Purple.
I like blue. So.
Okay. So little metal knobs underneath the band. Oh.
Well, yeah. Because we're supposed to do this.
Yeah. Put it on that.
Okay.
All right. You got yours on.
I got it on.
Okay, so I guess we can just kind of go on with regular business then for
the
show.
So. Well, is it kind of like a BS detector?
No.
Would you say that?
No. It's supposed to help us, you know, if we're spending too much money eating junk food or drinking too much, you know. Okay. So, yeah, I guess we'll just go on with the show and kind of talk as regular. So.
Yeah, I saw you posted on Twitter that you went to dinner at Madras.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
What did you have?
Well, I had the steak and...
oh, boy.
oh, yeah?
It's okay. But I used my coupon, so... you know what? I just got the salad. Yeah, the salad was fine.
Oh, I guess that must be true then. You did get the salad. Well, how can you... can you pass me that bag of chips over there? Holy mackerel. That's quite a jolt. Okay, I mean Triscuits. Yeah. celery would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Celery would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It would be.
It would.
I like celery.
Timing of this is blown.
Woohoo. Well, you know, didn't you celebrate your friend's birthday the other day?
We actually killed a bottle of tequila.
Oh, goodness. Well, you really shake when you...
Well, yeah. Well,
I got the shakes.
I'm just kidding. Actually, I just had some rum and Coke. Actually, it was just a Shirley Temple. That's what I got instead. It was much better. Yeah, so... really? After the fact? So, hey, didn't I see a box from Amazon come in at your house the other day or something?
Oh, yeah.
That's a goodies.
I got myself a brand new rice cooker, 4,000...
Yikes.
Okay, no. I just got the 2,000 instead.
See, it's better if we wait till we hear the zap.
I haven't heard it at all. I'm afraid to pause. maybe a little louder
this
zap
is great.
Or something.
How much did you guys pay for these watches?
Okay. I'm just going to make the rice on the stove.
Good, yeah, because that's safe. Yeah, safe, yeah. Well, you know, I'm getting a little hungry myself right now. We were talking about, you know, going to watch you eat it upside down.
Oh, at Swampy's?
Yeah. That was good planning there, Zach. Yeah, excellent timing there. But, yeah, we were talking. Talking about going over to Chuck E. Cheese, I think it was, because, order some pizza.
Yeah.
That's how it works. That's how it works, though. But you know what? I think maybe I'll just pick up something up at Wendy's instead, Well, you know what? Then again, there's a new vegan restaurant right around the corner just opened, so. Nothing there.
But I just kind of threw up my throat a little.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
Well, you know, I can't wait to go to the bar after the show and get a slow screw up against the wall.
Excuse me?
Oh,
it's a drink.
It's a drink.
I think I'll just have a gin and tonic. Oh my God! Well, maybe just one shot. Glass of water will be fine. Oh, good.
Sound like you're ready to poop.
You're in
there.
The clear. You're in the
I
clear.
I think I am. If that thing shocks me again, I'm going to be pooping.
Oh, God. Well, tonight I'm going to go to the Dodger game, and, dude, I cannot wait to have two Dodger dogs. I mean, probably have a frozen malt. You know what? I think I'm just going to take some kale with me instead.
Oh, wow.
Hey, if
you're going to
win, you cannot win today.
Wow. You should be shocked for wanting to eat kale.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about buying a new car. Maybe I'll get a scooter instead. Better yet, I think I'll just service my bike and ride that.
Oh, you don't want to shock him on that one?
Okay. My sphincter is really
give
tight
him a break.
Right now.
Well,
you know. I don't know if these bracelets really work, you know?
What are you talking about?
That well, so...
Well, you know...
It's not perfected yet.
I know what you mean. Well, the company loaned them to us, so we can just mail them back.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Well, I'm looking on Amazon right now. It does say they're 99 cents each, so I mean...
Take it off your platypus, Steve.
They'll know what to do with that.
Guys are cracking me up. I'm glad you guys didn't get me one.
Okay, I got it off. Ooh, that's enough of that.
Guys are cracking me up.
Well, let's do what's news.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pussycat.
Donnie B, most women love candles.
Yeah.
Are you?
Most definitely.
Okay, you want those light candles? Okay.
Yes.
Do you enjoy going to McDonald's by chance?
Compared to another type of restaurant, I'm going to say...
Like for fast food or whatever is that?
I'm not really into McDonald's.
That much, though?
I mean, okay. In a pinch.
Okay, in a pinch.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of like Steve just had right now. Well, McDonald's cheeseburger scented candles are starting to come out now.
Interesting.
And they are. And they're making fans' mouth water.
This is like the KFC gravy one.
Yeah.
So how much do you love the greasy, tall-tailed scent of McDonald's? Well, the answer happens to be a lot. Then it's a glorious time to be alive. You can now recreate the tantalizing aroma of a Mickey D's burger in your own home without having to leave the house. And actually... instead of actually going down to your nearest drive-thru. Thanks to an Australian online shopping site, Greylines, a cheeseburger-scented candle does the job just as nicely. It's named the Macus Run, and it's retailing for the equivalent of about $16. The candle boasts an impressive 30-hour burn time.
That's good.
That's good?
Okay. Yeah, that's
decent. So while the waffle of a burger patty, fried onions, ketchup, cheese, mustard, and, of course, the jerking is in the home isn't to everyone's taste, of course. The item actually sold out this past January in February. Whew. 2 months in a row,
it
sold
out. Well, that's Steve with his new Amazon Prime account.
That's right.
So basically, if you don't want to miss out on it, you know, jump online and check it out. It's called Grey Lines. But, I mean...
Interesting. I like the ones that you can eat too, like banana nut bread. That's my favorite.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I could burn it all day.
For a moment,
day.
I thought you meant actually eating the candles. I'm like, we called that wax lips when we were kids. Oh. So you like the
ones that you
smell like food.
Yeah, like smell like food. Yeah, wow. Like the apple chutney.
Hey, one of my favorite ones I've had recently was the salted caramel.
Yeah.
Smell.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I get it at Bed Bath and Beyond.
Ooh. Wow.
They have these big, huge three wick candles that are really cool. And if you go at the right time, they're on sale.
That's a meaty one. So. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm questioning you right now, Steve.
So am I.
True that. True that, homie. So,
well, you know, how many of us have, like, deja vu?
I do all the time.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like chance meetings, and then later on, you're like, oh, you know,
mm-hmm. Well, been here.
Come
before.
Around.
This has happened.
I've had actual deja vu happen twice to me in my life. So I
la, 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 la.
Make it three times right now.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Make it three times.
Feel funny. Well, there was this woman who found out how small the world can be and how things happen. You get that feeling like, whoa, this happened before. She ended up having a one-night stand with a man.
One-night stick.
And he was like kind of
old?
Shy, laid back, but, you know, she apparently he got to her because afterwards she said it was like the best sex I ever had.
Wow.
And I was like, well, go forward like a year forward, and okay. She's on Tinder. And she saw,
of course she is.
She saw this guy's face on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
So she like, you know, hey, let's get. And so they met for coffee. Now, she quickly realized that something was amiss at coffee because the person was really extroverted, whereas the man she remembered was very shy and reserved.
Okay.
He was much more timid.
So she met this guy, had sex with him, and then she sees him on Tinder a year later.
And they go out to coffee.
And they go out again. Okay, all right.
But then she's like, something's wrong. You know, either he's had a complete change of mental
capacity
or whatever. Yeah, well, that's what it was the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, when she asked him about his family, she found out that he had a twin brother.
Oh, snap! Ooh,
believe it or not, talk about deja vu. So, it made sense. She had slept with his brother.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
You know, this new guy from Tinder was Danny, and Tom was his twin brother, and she had slept with Tom a year previous. Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't want to actually, you know, tell him.
Right.
But she didn't know what was going to be happening. Well, of course, as it works out, they ended up having more than one date, which she kept secret the whole time. And she didn't realize that Danny and her hit it off so well that she married Danny.
Good for her.
Wow.
Yeah. So even though she had slept with his twin brother, we were still dating 3 months later and had totally fallen for each other. And that's when he said he wanted me to meet his family. Well, not long after, she had an awkward encounter with Tom, who she'd had the one-night stand with. And when she was introduced as his brother's girlfriend, I guess they locked eyes and were like,
oh!
What?
Yeah, there you
so
go.
They both kept quiet about it, and after the marriage, or after the engagement, she pulled Tom aside, and she said, you know, you won't ever tell him, will you? And
zip
he said,
it.
Oh, God, no way. So Tom was also engaged at the time. He didn't want to risk, you know, people finding out that they had been together, and it was just, you know,
that
really
scandalous.
What are the chances, though? What are the odds?
She should play the lottery.
Yeah. So
truly.
The only person she told was her sister, but she trusts her sister to the ends of the earth.
Is her sister a twin, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
I would have been like, how meat cute is this?
She concluded this by saying that she has no idea how her husband would react if he knew the truth, but she doesn't want to risk her marriage to find out.
Yeah. But at the same token, though, I mean, it was a year before, so.
Innocent.
Yeah. It's
but there's all that weird.
But she doesn't want to.
Code
out
and rules thing, like, you know, that people are weird about in a way.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, my story takes a weird turn because we've all heard of snakes on a plane, right?
Oh, yeah.
What about scorpions on a plane?
Is that the sequel?
It actually is the reality faced by a group of terrified passengers during the flight to Indonesia this week.
Ooh.
And yes, a scorpion was spotted scurrying along the overhead cabin on a Lion Air flight bound for Jakarta. But much to the dismay of everyone on board, according to the Jakarta Post, the Lion Air spokesman, Dinang Mandala, said on Friday that the airline was still investigating the appearance of the venomous animal, although he did add, based on our observation of the video, it seems like a spider.
Wow.
So,
spider with a long ass tail.
Yeah, they went through long, they searched and searched, but they couldn't find it. The critter crawled back up, and
that's scary.
And yeah, it's very scary. So,
now the plane's sitting out on the tarmac. It looks like a big clown tent because it's been tented over it.
Well, actually, I just want to do a shout out to my girlfriend Rachel, who just became a flight attendant.
Oh, hey, Rachel.
She's with Southwest now, and she is actually a Scorpio. So if you find that little scorpion on board, you're going to get lucky because she's
check out her tail.
She is fancy. So hello to Rachel. Be careful up there in the friendly sky.
She's a looking gal?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, she's a looking
gal.
Yeah, for sure.
She stings with the best of them.
I'm going to fly her in.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, okay.
So very cool.
I gotta ask everybody in the room this question though.
Uh-huh.
Have any of you dated somebody, broken up, and then let's say a few months later or something, or at any period of time, gone back and had sex with them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of us have.
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
All of us have. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
Both my wives.
Really?
Oh, wow.
After the divorce?
You were married twice.
That's funny.
Wow. Good for you.
Well, apparently, this could be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we're often told that jumping back into bed with an ex can only lead to headache. But a new study by researchers from the Wayne State University from Gotham City suggests that this might not be the case. Researchers have found that having sex with your ex doesn't hinder moving on after the breakup and may in fact be a good thing. To reach this conclusion, the researchers carried out two different studies. In the first, the team analyzed the daily experiences of 113 participants who had recently been through a breakup. These participants were surveyed on whether they had any physical contact with former partners, how emotionally attached they still were, and how often they felt after each day. In the second study, 372 participants reported their actual and attempted sexual engagement with their ex, as well as whether they were still emotionally tied to them. The results revealed that the pursuing sex with an ex did not seem to stand in the way of people's recovery from the breakup itself.
Hmm.
Let's see.
I know I enjoyed myself, so.
Yeah. Stephanie Spielman, who led the study, said the research suggests societal hand-wringing regarding to having sex with an ex may not be warranted. The fact that sex with an ex is found, boy, that rhymes, sex with an ex is found to be most eagerly pursued by those having difficulty of moving on suggests that we should perhaps instead more critically evaluate people's motivations behind the pursuit of having sex with our ex.
Mm.
It's interesting because I'm thinking back with me and it was just fun, because it was somebody I could trust, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mine
was so long ago. It's like when you're just starting to learn about how it is
sex?
To be in a relationship and you're like, don't go. Don't. No, that's not really.
You need a hug.
I was going to say, yeah. I'm like, wow, I'm going to start worrying about you,
one more time. One more time.
So, but there you go. So, yeah, so go out there if you.
Well, I have to
have sex with your ex.
I have to see if I can find some girls I've gone out with before and see what happens. Yeah. Well, now, being in California and other states as well, there's this whole thing about plastic bags.
Yeah.
They made them illegal and they stopped having them at stores. And then they came up with the reusable plastic bags. And then they started giving them out again and everything.
10 cents.
Well, when they were trying to cut down on people using the plastic bag. This market in New York called the East West Market decided, why don't we print stuff on the bag that people would be ashamed of? And then they won't want to carry the bag around or get the bags anymore. So they started putting things like colon care co-op on the side of the bag and into the weird adult video emporium.
I don't know. That's good advertisement for
you. You know, these kinds of things, well, it did backfire. Because people started wanting them for collector's items. Yeah. Oh, so there was more of a demand for these plastic bags that were like, you know.
Yourweeklydose.com.
Yeah. All right. So that was pretty cool. some of the customers want to collect them because they love the idea. And obviously, they're fake and funny, but, you know. Hey, I might even buy extra bags to give to people for laughs.
Shit Enterprises.
Well, Christmas is going to be fun around here.
Yeah.
What'd you get? A plastic bag? What'd you get?
Plastic bag. But it does say...
Put it on your head, Bobby. Let's see what happens.
Let's do that white elephant thing again.
It does say, likes it up the bum on the side of it.
Oh, no.
That's funny,
though. We should come up with our own phrases to tour people from using plastic bags.
That'll be our next thing to do is come up with different phrases for the show.
We can have a giveaway where we print up plastic bags like that with...
Okay.
You know, like your weekly dose. All the fun, but half the calories.
Yeah.
I'll help you guys out.
Oh, that'd be funny.
I do that kind of stuff. So, okay, cool. Well, I got another story for you.
Good.
We are going to find your inner peace by doing yoga with alpacas.
Huh?
It sounds so lovely. Listen, owners Nick and Lucy own Rosebud Alpacas, and they decided to run yoga classes in the same field where they keep their alpacas.
You brought her alpaca.
And so they say their alpaca yoga classes, which take place in South Moulton in Devon, are a unique experience which is great for mind, body, and soul.
With the alpacas.
With the alpacas, yeah. So I would be totally down for that.
What's an alpacas? Palcos?
It's like
it's
know,
a llama.
It's like a llama.
Oh.
Yeah, it's related to a llama.
It's a little more hairy.
That sounds terrible.
So the pair say that all the animals are raised ethically with freedom of choice, and their welfare is always paramount.
Because they can consent?
Mm-hmm. Wow. They just graze and roam about.
I mean, I've heard of doing yoga with, like, your dog, and your dog will be out, like, on your back, and, you know, whatever. Of course, I know some people
goat
do
yoga
it with their... Yeah, or goat famous. Yoga. You know, it's the smaller goats, you know, and they jump on you. I just don't know if I would want an alpaca
on
my back.
You.
Anytime, baby. Yeah.
Come on.
Anytime.
Let's try it.
I'll show you my Perry platypus.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh! There you go. That's weird. But I guess you're trying to be one with nature, I think, is what the whole point behind it.
I think it's going
to
be beautiful. And I don't know.
Like I said, you pack it, you brought her.
I'm going to put it on our summer bucket list. So before long, we're all going to be doing yoga.
Are you going to do that?
With llamas.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Look for it. It's probably going to be.
All right. Yoga with beasts of the field.
So that's all I got for you today.
I think that's biblical.
I like that. Yeah. And that's what's news, everyone.
What's new, pussycat?
Beast the bird in.
What's new, pussycat?
Well, let's play the game.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody above and over and under the age of 30, it's time for Quiz Me, Quiz You. Was that part of it, Zach?
No, that was just me clearing my throat because it is time for question number one. Which nail?
My index finger. Sorry, Donnie B.
Donnie B.
My index finger.
No.
Okay. And she's giving us the finger, too. I could tell her where to stick it.
That was a nice, big, steamy pile of foreshadowing.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Steve. Oh, which?
Steve.
Which finger was?
Steve. Foam finger.
Ah. You know, since they've already answered, Zach, I would like to hear the complete question, please.
Grows faster.
Which Sean?
Sean.
The middle?
There you go. That's why.
Ah!
Hey, 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 hey.
And that's why I said a nice little foreshadowing there. Question number two.
I thought you were talking about putting your finger in something. Ooh. I think it just came out.
It did. What temperature does water...
Steve.
Sean.
32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Negative.
Steve.
You had your turn,
no.
Dingus.
No.
No, you don't get to talk twice.
I said my name after yours.
Sean.
Shut the fuck up. If it's not 32, then it's got to go the other way. So I'm going to say probably the question is, when does water boil? So I'm going to say...
Come on, what temperature is that, Sean? Come on.
About 102?
Donnie no.
B?
Donnie B, 12 degrees Celsius.
Good Lord.
Steve.
Hey,
Steve.
She put up 250.
180
degrees.
Oh, it's okay.
All right. Sean got the question part of it right.
Aha! Yeah, well, we figured that.
And Sean was the closest.
Aha!
So, if you want to put your thinking caps on and think a little more,
okay.
Sean's the closest at 102.
102.
I was going to say, what did I say? Because I don't remember what I said.
Okay.
The temperature of the water boils?
Yes.
Temperature of water boils.
In Celsius.
Celsius.
Shit. I said Fahrenheit.
Still, we're close on the number, though.
And Celsius. Oh, my God. And I do the math. There's
we got some thinkers.
Carry the four. Drop
five,
the five.
5 9
minus 17.
Minus 17. Add four.
Times two.
Bring in the three.
It would be.
There is a time limit on this.
Carry the remainder.
Donnie B.
Donnie B.
38 degrees Celsius.
No. Your host has grown bored of this, so the answer is 100.
It's 100
more days.
Question number three. Who discovered penicillin?
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Steve.
Steve?
Madame Curie.
No. I decided to do a twofer. No. Nothing?
Donnie B. Donnie I got B. nothing.
Donna B. Got nothing. Wrong.
I can't think of it. Steve. I was going to say Madame Curie, too, but...
Steve.
Dave.
Sean. After
I'm
Steve.
Laughing. I can't.
All right. Louis Pasteur?
Pasteur.
Okay, what is it?
Fleming.
Ian Fleming?
Yeah. No.
Ian Fleming discovered...
F-L-E-M-I-N-G was
and then,
the
then he wrote... James Bond.
James Bond, yeah.
He probably had a little cough.
He did. Question number four.
It's because people were trying to steal the secret.
This is a fun question, and but the answer might be silent, Steve. Otherwise, you forfeit your turn.
Oh, that's a new rule.
I just invented it.
He just called you a bitch.
He didn't even say little.
Yeah.
Whittle.
Let me try this again. What Spanish
artist? He just called you a bitch.
I know, I didn't even say little.
What Spanish artist said he would eat his wife when she died?
Steve. Goya.
No, but it is kind of a funny sounding name like Goya.
Sean.
Deya? Sean's the closest so far with a D as the first letter of the name.
Steve. Doofenshmirtz.
No.
Donnie B.
What you got?
Donnie B.
Denangleston.
Okay, there's a D and an A in there.
Denangleston.
So far we have D, A, and now you just need two letters.
Can I buy a vowel?
You may.
U.
No, but there is a vowel.
Oh,
D.
I'll buy a consonant. F.
D, A, U.
I'm sorry, your host couldn't hear. Donnie, what?
No. No, I got nothing.
Doesn't matter. I'm just kidding. I heard it anyway. And it's wrong.
F you.
So... that's not nice.
Did you do that to yourself?
No, he bought letters.
So we need one consonant and one vowel. And I will give you a hint. The word or the name rhymes with
you were
Deli.
Deli. Dolly.
Steve.
Wait. Yeah. Huh? Steve. Steve went first.
Salvador Dali.
Just says Dolly, but close enough.
I thought it was Dolly Madison. So I was close.
Maybe Dolly Parton. She's lit a few fires.
She's lit a fire in me once.
Okay, how about an easy one? Question number five.
That'd be good.
What's 2 plus 4?
What did the crocodile swallow in Sean.
A clock.
That is correct. In Peter Pan. Maybe that was too easy. Question number six. What German city is famous for the perfume it produces?
Steve.
Cologne. That is correct.
Wow. It's called
Cologne.
Yeah. That's right. Question number seven. What's the only mammal that cannot, brace yourselves, contestants, jump?
Sean. White men.
I believe that's true, but not the answer we're looking for.
There's more than one answer to that. The only mammals that cannot jump
is Woody Harrelson.
Donnie B. Elephants.
That is correct.
Yes!
I've seen elephants jump.
Redemption!
No, you haven't. Question number eight.
Well,
they only jump when they get a tusk from behind.
Oh.
Oh, hey. Bob, well, turn your head at that.
Tusk to you, too, and a couple of poo-poo.
We're getting a call from PETA now. Great.
No elephants were injured in the making of this.
Thanks for
that we know of. Where's the smallest bone?
Steve.
Sean.
Steve's platypus.
The ear.
My God, that is correct.
Yeah.
Who, me or him?
Him.
Steve.
I thought it was me.
Question number nine.
I liked yours, though.
I know.
That was funny. He just got it.
Who lived at 2218 Baker Street, London?
Steve.
Donnie B.
Sherlock Holmes.
Jesus, crime and that is correct.
You heard the shh. I was going to say Sherlock Holmes. I swear to you.
Okay.
Right now. I was like, shh.
Too bad. No one believes you.
Just too slow.
Question number 10. How many dots are on two dice?
Oh, God.
Think hard.
15, 18, 12. 20.
There are
Steve.
Two even numbers. Steve.
21.
No. Sean? I'm sorry, Sean.
52?
I said two even numbers. No.
Wait, what? Did you say on two dice?
Yes.
Oh, Steve. 42.
That is correct. 42.
I was off by 10.
Very I didn't good. Hear the dice. And then when you said even numbers, I'm like, wait a minute.
I just heard even numbers. I hear two even
I was
numbers.
Trying to think of Yahtzee.
Because I know there's 21 on
go ahead,
dice.
Think about it.
Yeah. No, it's 42. It's 42.
It is.
I hear music.
Yeah.
You do. If you didn't hear music, that would be a problem.
Yeah. Well, we had a good show. That was a good show.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fun. Yeah. Definitely an awful lot of fun.
Super excited for
especially with
July.
The that new thing from Amazon was kind of nice.
Yeah.
That worked out really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't said platypus in so long, so I'm going to say it one more time.
Okay.
Platypus.
Yeah,
so say it again.
Candy to my ears right now. All right, everybody. The show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram, we made it easy. It's at Your Weekly Dose 1.
If you want to follow my Twitter, it's at SilvaLining69.
And if you give a rat's ass about my thoughts, I'm at ZTagen, ZTGEN on Twitter and Instagram.
And we still got to get something going up for you.
Yeah,
right
next
here, so.
Week.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to launch.
And, of course, if you want to follow me, Sean, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, I made it simple for everybody. It's simply Sean Roberts, HC. And, again, beautiful day out today, I think.
HC stands for holy crap, doesn't it?
House concerts.
I think it stands for holy crap.
Yeah, house concerts. Which, by the way, I'll be starting up pretty soon also. So if anybody's interested on hosting a house concert, next week I'll give
pick
you guys
me. Pick me.
Get some information on that. So, beautiful day out today in Southern California. Go out, enjoy. Of course, 4th of July is coming up. Please be careful. Be safe and sane. If you're not going to do your own fireworks or anything like that, there's a number of places to go in Southern California. Just do a quick Google search and everything. But just go out there and be safe. We're going to be having our own party here at my house and everything. Past, present, family members of the show are going to be here. So I'm excited about it. And so that's about it. So just take care of yourselves. Be careful and have a wonderful 4th of July, everybody.
See you next week.
Goodbye, world.
This week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.